Why don't we all draw a line in the sand by saying, I am what the Word of God says I am. I have what the Word of God says I have. I will be what the Word of God says I will be. I can do what the Word of God says I can do. And I have God's favor in my life. How about in Spanish? Yo soy lo que la palabra de Dios dice que soy. Yo tengo lo que la palabra de Dios dice que tengo. Yo seré lo que la palabra de Dios dice que seré. Yo puedo hacer lo que la palabra de Dios dice que puedo hacer. Y yo tengo el favor de Dios en mi vida. Give yourselves a hand. Well, I tell you, there's nothing like starting out with some positive confirmation there, huh? Little affirmation, little convincing, little decision making, and a good, solid commitment. Today I want to share on godly living and trust. Wouldn't it be great to have a glamorous year upcoming of health and prosperity? What wonderful blessings. Well, do you know that you can have those? If you take the time to do things God's way, you're guaranteed of prosperity and health. Let's go to God's Word to find out how to do this. We're going to be in Proverbs chapter 3, and we're going to start with the first principle of godly living and trust, learning God's Word. In Proverbs chapter 3, I'll read verses 1 and 2. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. How many times have you ever read that? Oh, some of you many, some of you a few, but it's always there. It's always there. And you think, wow, that's powerful. But Jerry, I don't know if you understand, but I think that's for Old Testament people. And plus, life today must be different because, well, I don't know if you've seen me lately, but I'm not thinking I have a whole lot of peace. And gosh, I'm thinking that maybe this long life thing might not even work for me. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's a good thing for you to understand that this is God's Word and that this does apply to you because it's a promise in God's Word for whoever who reads it. We're supposed to learn God's Word. Forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Now, we don't follow the Ten Commandments today. I think you understand that. We're Christians. And we're in the Grace Administration. You can try to live the Ten Commandments, but you might as well pick up the other odd 900 of them too. Because you can't be selective if you're going to do this. Well, I'm just telling you, live under grace, and you don't have to abide by the Ten Commandments. You abide by greater laws than that. We're supposed to learn God's Word so that it sinks way down deep in our hearts. That's a process. You guys, everybody here has gone to school. You know that you can't learn the material if you don't study. Because it will never sink down into your heart. You have to keep beating your mind up over and over and over. And finally, you know it. And that's the same way with God's Word. But let thine heart, not just your mind, but let your heart follow God's Word. It takes some work, but it's easy to do. You need to take the time to learn God's Word. Many people think that they're doing what is right with God, but they're still sick, they're still poor, and they're still miserable. God's Word guarantees length of days, long life, and peace being added to you if you put God's Word into your heart. It guarantees it. It's an absolute promise and guarantee. This stage of development is the learning stage. A set of actions that positions you to become great. It doesn't make you great yet, but it positions you to become great, to have your needs met, to become something of real value in the world in which we live. What are you waiting for? You can start right now. If you don't have these great benefits, you aren't doing what God says to do. If you do have these things, you're doing what's right with God. The second thing that we need to do for godly living in trust is to apply God's word, verse 3 and 4. This is the naturally following act after learning God's word. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Mercy and truth will forsake you if you do not live according to God's word. These are two of the greatest acts you, as God's kids, can do to have mercy and truth abounding in your life. He wants His mercy and truth written all over your lives. He wants them bound around your neck. And He wants them written in the tables of your hearts. What benefits will this bring? You shall find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Oh, Jerry, no, wait a minute. I think you've gone just one step too far. You don't understand the people I work with. They never understand me. You don't understand the people I live with. Boy, it seems like God always leaves me just about the time I got to do something with them. Well, I've got to tell you that it does say, you shall. Now, if you shall is that promise, it's not God's fault that this wouldn't be happening with you. I don't think you could ask for more. I think these are two of the greatest things that God can do for you. Find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Never underestimate the power of this. Because God has set up these laws to work for you if you work for Him. But you have to be doing it His way. This stage of development is the application stage. The first stage of godly living in trust, verses 1 and 2, was learning. Now it's application. These are sets of actions that bring you into favor with God and man. So learning is one thing. You can go in your room and shut your door and turn your light on and read, 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 and learn, learn, learn. That's one thing. But the next step is to apply what you've learned. That's verses 3 and 4, the application stage. And it's this application stage that brings you into favor of both God and man. You won't be in this favor if you forsake mercy and truth, or if it forsakes you. You're guaranteed to be in this favor with God's mercy and truth. And so what you need to do is learn to apply the greatness of God's word in your life. And that means when you're with people, dealing with them, you have mercy and you have truth. That's really, really something. Okay, and verse 5 and 6 brings us our next stage of development. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Well, I'm telling you, you can get pretty excited just by reading this one. Okay? You might not even understand the fullness of it, or you might not even apply it to all the areas that God says you should apply it to. But you still get excited by reading it because it's pretty cool. Wow, God's going to do this? Oh my goodness, this is amazing, and it's, boy, there's so much, and where do I start? And you just get lost in the fun of it. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Now that you've prepared your heart and have started applying or acting on God's word, the next stage of development is to leave the rest to God. What? But I'm in control of my life, and I control every aspect. I decide what I'm going to do, when I'm going to do it, and what the outcome is going to be. In fact, I don't do anything without deciding what the outcome is going to be. And if I can't figure out the outcome, I don't do anything at all. That's how control I am in my life. So you'll see me at times just sitting in my chair doing nothing because I haven't been able to figure out what the outcome should be yet. But boy, when I know what that outcome is going to be, then I start doing all this stuff. I'm in complete control of my life. I'm going to do this today, and here's going to be the outcome. And in order to do this today, to get that outcome, I've got to do these 300 things. Boy, I'm in control, aren't I? Aren't you proud of me that I'm in so much control of my life? I love being in control of my life. I love telling myself what to do and knowing that I control everything around me. Aren't I fabulous? Well, there's only one problem. Did you happen to trust in God during any of that? I did that last year. God and I had a talk one time when I had to do this one thing, and somebody reminded me of trusting in God. I said, okay, let me try that. But, you know, before you know it, I was doing my own thing because I'm so good at it. I can decide everything. I can determine the outcome of everything in my life. And, in fact, you should see me if the outcome doesn't happen. I get really mad. And I'll sit in my office at work, and I'll get so upset and frustrated. And you should see me with my wife. If she doesn't do what I say, oh, boy, you should see me then. Because I'm the one that's in control, and I'm the one that should be making sure everything happens my way. So I tell her to do this, and I tell her to do that. And if she doesn't do it, I come and yell at her. And before you know it, she's doing what I say, and I get everything I want. It's just great. But what about trusting in God? Well, now, I don't know if you heard me, but I told you I did that last year one time because somebody reminded me, and it was okay. I mean, but I'm so proud of myself because I can decide everything for me. I can choose what I want to do. I can determine what the outcome is going to be because if it's not happening my way, I know who to talk to. And I'll go around myself and make it happen so that when I finally get to where I'm going, hey, surprise me, there it is. Oh, gosh. You might say, well, do you ever consider trusting in God? Well, maybe I should. Because it says here, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not into thine own understanding. All thine heart? You mean not just part of it? All thine heart. And lean not to thine own understanding. But I love my understanding. I've spent years studying. Years learning. Years telling everybody how much I know. Well, lean not unto thine own understanding. That's right. You may think that you know it all. Maybe all your friends are telling you you should keep learning it all so that you can keep acting like a know-it-all. And then you never have to lean unto God. God? Who's He? Do you know that the eraser of time has almost completely removed God from the minds of man? You are such a select few people who choose God, who choose to lean unto Him. That's why it is really weird out there when you want to live godly and trust in Him. Because most people don't do it. Oh, they might act or say like they do, but you know. Why? Because of the benefits. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. And I pretty much guarantee you can pick any of your friends, if they're not like you and a strong Christian, and see that the path they're on certainly isn't what God did. There's always proof in the pudding. Always proof in the pudding. So people can say one thing but be doing another. But God set the laws up so that you always see the benefits alive. And if the benefits aren't alive, then the God's word part isn't being done. No faking it. Okay? So trust in the Lord with all thine heart. This is step number one in this stage, to leave the rest to God. I think you got the point. Stop trusting in yourself so much. You're not stable enough, according to God. God is more stable. That's the comparison. Oh, you're wonderful, and I know you're pretty stable, but my point is God's a whole lot more. And if you choose, you can actually learn to do this. I know, that's a big one. But you can actually learn to trust in the Lord with all thine heart. In everything. Where do you stop? Where do you start? Where do you stop? Where do you start? This is what you got to do. You got to think about this. If it says trust in the Lord with all thine heart, why don't you start right now? What's the next thing you're going to do? Take a breath? Think a thought? Worry? Go home? Eat a meal? Business negotiations? Friendship negotiations? Family negotiations? Projects? What are you going to do? It's everything and anything. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thy own understanding. Sure, you can figure things out. You know, in your schoolwork, when you write your papers, or at your job, when you do your next project, or no matter where you are, no matter what you do, sure, you can figure it out yourself. I mean, you're not inept. You're very apt. What you need to do in those times is change step one. Instead of you just doing it yourself, put God in there. Say, okay, God, I'm not going to lean unto my own understanding here. I'm going to trust in You, so I'm going to acknowledge You. God, when I start this project, I'm going to pray about it. Father, thank You for Your hand of blessing and marvelous work to be involved in this. Yes, I know I could probably do it pretty well on my own. In fact, I've been really good at doing things all on my own since that last year incident, huh? Yeah. Well, I'm going to try to change that. Let's bring You into the picture. And by the way, God, thanks for showing me how to do this even better. There you go. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Leave the rest to Him. You don't know what He's going to do. Maybe you think you already know the outcome. Boy, I already know my outcomes. I'm really good at deciding what I'm going to do and, well, what it's going to look like. And remember, I know who to talk to if I don't, and I'll get them to do all the other stuff. so that, well, when I finally get to the finish line, it's what I said. I wouldn't want any shame on my face. Huh. Well, let me tell you something. God is going to direct your path if you acknowledge Him. So the outcome may not be exactly what you're thinking, but as you learn to trust in God, you learn that this variableness is really cool. Because while you think this might be the outcome, God might take it one step further, and He always does. Or two steps, or three steps. He'll add to it. And then things after that that you have no idea will keep transpiring. But you've got to somehow do step three, to trust in Him and leave the rest to Him. So stop trusting in yourself so much. It wears you out anyway. Sure, you have personal confidence, and you need to have that, but you must trust in God. He will always take care of you, but you have to trust in Him for Him to do so. If you don't trust in Him to do so, these things generally will not even happen. Lean not unto thine own understanding. That's what we learned. Quit trying to figure out everything on your own. You just can't do it that good every time anyway. Stop trying to solve every problem you have the world's way. I know you learn all the world's way, and most of us are really good at learning all kinds of worldly things. It's what we're presented with every day. But I'm suggesting stop trying to solve every problem you have the world's way. The world's way is not always the answer. When you have a problem, take it to God. Let Him take care of it. You're not going to figure out every aspect of the resolution anyway, but God can. And then you learn to do this with everything. Everything you're involved with. And this is extremely important. So what we're talking about are beginning new habits. Oh, this is simple, isn't it? This is like going back to the foundational class. Hey, sometimes you have to back up in life. Get rid of old habits and start new habits. God loves helping you with your life. Let Him know what you're doing. Let Him know what you need. He loves this. I taught you a long time ago about the temple, when they built the temple, Solomon's temple, and up on the roof of it, there were four directions of the openings of the doors, and that meant that God was open to everybody, but everybody could come to Him, because He always wants to help everybody. He loves helping people, but you have to let Him do that. Well, if you're trying to do everything your own way and not going to Him, He can't do anything for you. But if you acknowledge Him, He will direct your path. You have to acknowledge Him. If you don't acknowledge Him, none of this is going to happen. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him. How many of you acknowledge Him today in everything? We got a long way to go, don't we? Well, it's pretty cool. Well, if you acknowledge Him, He will direct your path. And this is fantastic. He'll show you where to go with each and every step. He'll tell you what's going on and what to do. That's what trusting in Him is all about. Yeah, at first you might say, Jerry, I'm a little scared to do this. I mean, I built my own empire. I'm pretty doggone good. I'm a tough guy, you know. I got to impress the chicks, you know. And it's like, wow. Okay, I guess you do, don't you? But don't you also have to trust in God? Don't you also have to acknowledge Him in everything? Well, at some point, you can do this. Start new habits. Back off from the old and jump into the new. That's what trusting Him is all about. He wants to care for you. Let Him. Verses 7 and 8. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Oh, man, this is going to be a tough one. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. The next development step is to avoid temptation to trust again in yourself. Well, I know I told you that I trusted in him last year once. It was kind of an incident thing. It was pretty cool. Well, but since then, I actually have started doing that, trusting in him, and it's pretty cool. I mean, I've gotten some neat things. He's, you know, given me, a 1% raise at work, and I was able to buy gas for my car this week. Let's see. Oh, I got to upgrade the type of food that I buy at the supermarket. No longer buy off the bottom shelf. I replaced that pillowcase. Yeah, he's been doing pretty good for me, but I think I figured out how I could become even more prosperous by doing some things like this. And I was just going to try some of my own things again. You know, you're going to be tempted to fall back into your old habits. Don't do it. Don't do it. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. I see this as avoiding temptation to trust again in yourself. It's really easy to think that you don't need God. Oh, it's so easy. Look at all the people around you. Your friends and all these guys that you see every day. It's really easy to think that you don't need to trust in Him. After all, you can do pretty much everything yourself, can't you? You can. But God doesn't want you to be like that. He needs you. And you need Him. This becomes a very needy type situation, but it's right. You know, the world paints needy people as being weak. God paints you as a person in need that's supposed to come to Him. Now you have to decide which one's right. New habits of fearing God and departing from evil are the order of the day. It's time. Fearing God means to respect Him, to put Him first, to use His word to your advantage and to give it to others. Departing from evil, anything that can hurt you or other people, it's actually that simple. Imagine two things to pull all this together. Two things to keep you from trusting in yourself again, fearing God, and getting away from all evil. Put God first in everything, number one. Don't do anything evil, number two. That even means how you think about people. If that old evil thought comes up in your mind, you tell it to go away. Just tell it to go away. Don't sit there and condemn yourself that you had an evil thought. Just tell it to go away. The benefits are far-reaching. You will have health both within and without. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. This health will be delivered to your very life source, your bone marrow. That's where the blood platelets are made. That's really something. God's word is so far-reaching. It goes down into the very depths of your life. That's right. Well, God delivered you. Now it's time for you to show your thankfulness. Verses 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Jerry, I don't mind having all that wine, but I don't really like giving that much. It's really hard for me to abundantly share. It's really hard for me to write that check to to share of my financial abundance for the ministry. I've just been filled with too much stigma, negative stigma from the world, you know, because it just seems like everybody's always asking for money. You know how that is, Jerry. Oh yeah, I know how that is, friend. But I got to tell you something. I'm not going to strike this verse out of the Bible just because of you. Honor the Lord with thy substance. How many of you do that? You're required to do that. You don't have a choice in this. Oh, you could say, well, wait. I thought it was free will. Well, it is free will. But aren't you supposed to be honoring God? Aren't you supposed to be putting the word first? Aren't you supposed to be obeying God's word? I mean, where do you draw the line? Is it a game? God delivered you. God made your life so great. And it's only going to get better if you do these things. So don't you think it's time to show your thankfulness? So where do you draw the line? This is what decision a person has to make. Where do you draw the line? Do you just want to play a game with this kind of stuff? Or do you want to get really serious and see the greatness of God unfold within you and without? Honor the Lord with thy substance, with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty. I'd like the idea of my barns being filled. I don't even have a barn, but maybe he'll build one for me. You know, I like that idea. That sounds pretty good. But I got to bring it back to the saying again about writing that check. You don't know how tight things are today. You don't know how hard it is today. You just don't know. Oh, yes, I do know. But I also know that it says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. You got to do your part for him to do his part. I want my barns to be full, but they're not. I can't even find the barn. It burned down. Time. It's time to expect number two after you do number one. But not in the reverse order. Don't you expect full barns and all kinds of wine bursting out of your presses if you are not honoring the Lord with your substance, with the first fruits of all thine increase. Honor God with your abundant sharing, with the first fruits of all your increase. The stingy man is a poor man indeed. He's been tricked by Satan into thinking that he has to hoard his every red cent. You don't even want to be around somebody like that. God says that this is not true. Can you imagine having abundance but not sharing it with others? Well, what's abundance sharing all about? Sharing. If you have abundance, share it. That's when it gets really fun. You can spend all your time learning God's word, applying mercy and truth, and trusting in God, but it would all be superficial. And this is where people usually draw the line. It will all be superficial if you don't give of your financial and material abundance on a regular basis. If you abundantly share your gifts with the ministry that blesses you with the accuracy of God's word, here's what will happen for you. Your barns will be filled with plenty, and your wine presses will burst out with new wine. You will have a storehouse of goods that will take care of you all your life. Doesn't this pretty much just fix everything? How many of you would be so happy if you had all your needs taken care of? That's what I mean. Doesn't this pretty much fix everything? Look how simple it is. Why draw the line before verse 9? Why say, I'll do verses 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, but not 9 or 10? Why not draw the line after verse 10 so that you can realize relief? No worries. If you show God how thankful you are for the deliverance He's given you, He will show you how thankful He is. Oh my gosh, this is great. Let's make this a grand year of prosperity and health by applying these great principles of living God's Word and trusting in Him.